Today is the last day you'll hear this voice hosting the midday.
It's 10:06, and you're listening to 89.7 WKSU. The National Weather Service is telling us this afternoon.
After almost 24 years on the air at WKSU and an even longer track record in radio, Mark Pennell is retiring. On his last day here, we wanted to take a look back at his time in radio and some of the history he's witnessed during that time. And Mark actually agreed. Our audience knows you pretty well. For many of them, you're like part of their family, that daily presence in their homes, in their cars. But they may not be familiar with where it all started. So take us back. How far does it go? Almost 43 years in radio?
Yeah, I went on the air for the first time the day that Elvis died. Now, I was supposed to play a playlist that was printed out by our music director, and I followed that directly because it's my first day. I'm not going to break rules yet. And people were calling me and were furious because none of them were Elvis songs. So it was trial by fire, I guess.
So a lot has changed since that auspicious beginning within the world of broadcasting, certainly. Can you share what stands out in your mind when it comes to the changes you've witnessed in the business?
I think the biggest thing, and it kind of affects WKSU, was the amount of news people that every station I had worked before. There were huge news departments with real news people, journalists trying to put together stories, not real huge stories, a lot of them very short, but at least there was a format of a news department that could do something. And then, of course, it all died out on the commercial end of the dial. I went and visited one of the stations I worked for years later, and it was in the back door of another station I'd worked for, and it literally was a closet. The station had been turned into just an automated machine, a computer, and it spit out all sorts of stuff, but there wasn't any news staff or anything left. So that was the biggest change that I noticed.
When you're in broadcasting, not only are you a witness to history, but you're among a very select group who relay what's happening to a much broader audience. In historical terms, what are the events that you covered that had the biggest impact on you during that time?
Well, obviously, the biggest one was 9/11, because it happened as I was supposed to go on the air. And NPR was having a little trouble getting the facts straight, or not they were not incorrect, but they just couldn't be completely on top of it, whereas CNN was. And so I potted up CNN, which probably was against the law. I don't know, FCC. Sorry about that. But it allowed us to go directly to what was going on. And then our news people took over, and I stepped back. And the moment I stepped back, after being on the air for like 45 minutes, I started to cry. I mean, it hit me, and it was very emotional.
Mark, all of us who work in broadcasting have stories to tell. A favorite interview, a day when we had the media equivalent of pitching a perfect game, if you will. maybe an embarrassing moment, which we wish somehow we could take back. Do you have one of those?
I was working at a jazz station, and I had just introduced a song, and something wasn't working right, and I dropped the F-bomb over the beginning of the song. And I went into my boss immediately, and I said, "I think you're going to have to fire me, because I just said that." And he said, "If no one calls, you still have a job." Well, I said it under the music, so apparently it wasn't loud enough for people to hear it, or they didn't care, because I didn't get a call, and I saved my job.
I want to ask you, that's a long time in broadcasting, that you've had decades in radio, more than two decades at WKSU. What are you going to miss the most?
Well, the obvious, the people here, the camaraderie. Somebody told me once after I'd been in it for a while, radio is fine until you get a real job. And I looked at it very differently than that. I thought it was that if you did it right, you could turn it into a craft, almost an art. I know that sounds stretching it, but if you did radio right and you had the theater of the mind like the WKSU news staff does, then you'd accomplish what radio was all about. It's simpatico. I feel there's something, even though I'm not a reporter or a journalist, I was able to try to paint pictures as I could every day. And I'm going to miss that.
Mark Pennell, our audience will miss you, and we at WKSU will miss you.
Thank you. I will miss them.
Thanks for all your time and for everything you've contributed as part of the WKSU family. And one note, while we will miss Mark, he's not going to be gone entirely, and you'll be able to continue to enjoy his trips back in time Monday through Friday on Mark's Almanac.
We'll talk Monday when today is history.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.